Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
This is Hallie Labonte, and this is my podcast, Inside Twin Hills. I'm a weekend producer at Twin Hills Community Church in Broad Ripple, Indiana, and I started this unsanctioned podcast because A, our church doesn't have an official podcast, and I believe people need to know about the life-changing work God is doing at Twin Hills, and B, our staff and our congregation is so awesome. I want to interview all of them so you can be blessed by them as well. Twin Hills Community Church is a mega church with a tiny family feel. With over 10,000 members and 600 employees, it's safe to say we are too blessed to be stressed. And that is my very first segment for you today. Musical stinger, too blessed to be stressed. So I want to tell you a fun thing from Easter. We had the neatest programming. Pastor Steve comes up with creative ideas. It looked like a blank stage. There was just an M-E. Stage right, me, and a G-O-D, stage left. And then they dropped the stage floor out, so it was a big chasm. Well, it was just the orchestra pit, but... So, how are we going to get over there? How am I, me, going to get over to that perfect, loving God who wants to be with me, but who cannot be with this sin that I have on me? Well, Pastor Steve had the props department make a 75-foot cross. It was in the flies. It comes down out of the sky. It turns on its side, bridges the gap between me and God. And Pastor Steve, he walked across the long shaft of the cross as a perfect example of how the redemptive power of the cross makes salvation possible. It was awesome. It went great for all four of the first services. I think he got a little fatigued because Pastor Steve, on the last service, he fell off the cross. He fell into the chasm. But his lavalier mic was still on. I think the audience thought that it was supposed to happen. He kept preaching right through it, and the metaphor still worked. So he has a broken hand. It looks like he's got one of those carpal tunnel braces on, but he powered through. Well, you know what? There were three wise men, weren't there? So I got to bring on two wise men to join me as my co-hosts. I knew from the beginning of this podcast that I needed men to be involved because I looked it up, and women make up 1% of the Bible. So I says, you know what? I got to get some guys on here so nobody gets confused that this is indeed a podcast about a church. Okay, for two anointed to be disappointed, I'm going to welcome my first co-host, the very anointed Russ Kimball. He heads up our singles ministry, Solo Flight. And just like Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after he'd been decaying for a solid 3 days, Russ is breathing fresh life into our singles ministry, even though most of those folks feel like giving up. So put your hands together for Russ. He's going to tell us about a spring dance and all things Solo Flight. Welcome, Russ.
Oh, Hallie, thanks so much for having me. This is awesome. This is my first podcast, so I apologize if I mess up. And let me know if I'm too far away from the microphones or anything.
Oh, I think you sound really good.
Awesome.
Thanks for leaving your office up at Solo Flight and coming down here.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So what's been happening at Solo Flight lately? How many singles do you have in Solo Flight?
Usually like around 50 to 150 people, depending upon, you know, if we're doing a book study, we'll have more people. And usually on off weekends, you know, a lot of times we have people in college. So, you know, on breaks or something like that, we lose out. So, it's great. It's great.
I'm just so glad because I think there are so many people who don't feel the love of God when they are not in a relationship. They feel like they're not good enough.
Oh, sure. I mean, I equate it to, and I'm sure people that are listening that are in the singles group, they're like, oh, here he goes again. I equate it to being in a boat with one oar, where you have to do double the work.
Yeah.
Where usually you have two oars, or maybe two people with one oar, and you can switch off on the paddling. But with the Lord, he's always in the boat.
Is he the other paddle?
Yeah, or the paddler. I never thought of it that way. Yeah, well, no, yeah. Because he could be either or.
Because you know what? If you're the only one paddling in a boat, you're going to go in circles. And you know what? I bet that's what it feels like to be single, especially as you get on in age. You feel like you're just going in circles.
Absolutely.
How old are you, Russ?
I'm 36.
Oh, the 30s were so fun.
Yeah. Well, now they're great because I'm married now.
But married and leading the single ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know the rule, you know, a couple of years ago, they changed where you can't be a pastor unless you're married.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I was just an intern up until 2 years ago when I did get married to Meredith. You know Meredith.
I love Meredith. She's is great. A hoot and she's a holler.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Does she ever say, oh, you just married me so that you could keep your job?
No, when she's mad at me. When she's mad at me. No, she doesn't, though. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Did you two meet each other in the singles ministry?
Mm-hmm, we did. Yeah. She.
So it works.
Well, it does work. And here it gets a little gray because she came and I noticed her, but it wasn't an immediate reaction. It wasn't
like a good looking girl.
Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah, she's great. Yeah. And we met and we started courting her for about 6 months. And then, you know, we were going out. I think it was like our 13th or 14th date. And I didn't have a ring. I just said, I have me. And I think we can make this work. And if the Lord, you know, put our steps in line.
Oh.
And we got married June. May. We got married in May.
That's a good marriage.
Yeah. Mark. Yeah. No, it's great.
Well, I just think that is so neat because mm-hmm. Scripture tells us that you should not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever.
No.
And I know Meredith has a deep faith.
She does. And, you know, it took me, you know, I'm 36 now. It took me 34 years to figure out you can't date someone that doesn't believe the same things that you do.
You have to believe the exact same things.
You do. And you have to be on the same path. Mm-hmm. The same path. And again, I'm just repeating myself, but solo flight, we called it that because you think of those people that flew across the Atlantic for the first time alone.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have Lindbergh. Uh-huh. You have Amelia Earhart.
Sure.
You have these people that did something brave, and being single is probably the bravest thing that you can do.
It's
scary.
It's so scary.
Now, you remember when you were single.
Right? I hated it. I love to tell people I would always take my worst day married over my best day single.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably say that too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you can steal person, it.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, also, mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask. So here you're leading this ministry of all these singles.
Yeah.
And you know what? Do you ever get any of them coming to you now and saying, well, you just don't understand. You don't understand because now you're married and you have this love in your life.
All the time.
And so what do you say?
Well, there's that big gap. I mean, I was here when you were talking about that gap between God and me. That's sin. And that chasm. And I want to be that bridge. I'm not saying I want to be Jesus in that situation, but from that singleness to being married and with someone, it's tough to say what I'm saying. And like, you guys will get that one day. You will get married. You will have someone. And they say, you can't say that. You can't say that because it's like eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich in front of me and saying, this tastes great. Let me explain to you how this tastes. And you can't. If you told that to me right now, I'd say, well, let me take a bite of the sandwich. Trust me. It's really good. It's not fair. And that's one of those things where I need to explain. And, you know, it kind of one of those things where, you know, a cat chasing its tail, where I'm just going around in circles. And all you can do is pray, right? That's all you can do in those situations. Ugh. And so I'm just, what I'm doing is I'm just herding these people into a mindset of maybe you won't find someone for a long time, but you have the Lord.
And
does that make sense?
Isn't that the definition of faith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it's just tough what we do. And it's tough what we do.
You know what? I've heard of people getting married in nursing homes. So you can tell your people that. You know, it's never too late.
Oh, you're talking about older people.
Yeah.
You're not talking about younger people renting out a nursing home.
Right. I've heard of people who are living in nursing homes.
Right.
People fall in love in nursing homes with each other.
Absolutely.
And they'll get married. They'll roll their beds right next to each other if they can't even stand up. I've heard of marriages where they just roll two roller beds and they say their vows and they get married even when they've got 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot on a banana peel.
Have you seen The Notebook? Meredith forced me to watch this movie. Well, now I love it, but she forced me to watch it. They die next to each other. And even though they're married, I think that's just like the perfect, outside of the Bible, that's the perfect image of love. What? Where you could lay next to someone and die and just be at peace.
Now, I can't remember. They both died at the exact same time?
Maybe it was staggered. It wasn't exact, like a lightning hit and they both died. But one died and then one was at peace and they just died.
Isn't that the dream? Isn't that really what all couples are going for? Is that you go at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right, together, just like
that. Well, that's what I told Meredith. If you die, if you get hit by a bus, if we're camping and you fall down a ravine, if you swallow gasoline accidentally, just hand me the gun. I will find the gun. or I will go down the ravine, or I'm going to put that gas down my gullet because I want to follow you to heaven.
Do you have a gun?
Hmm?
Is this too personal of a question?
What?
Do you and Meredith have a gun in your
house?
Yeah,
it's locked up. And I have a key.
See, that is, I think that's neat. And you don't have kids, so it doesn't matter.
No, and when we do have kids, God willing, we'll have that discussion. But right now, you're not going to take my gun.
You know, I used to really be against guns.
Oh.
I really did. And then the more I was watching the news, mm-hmm. and the more I really listened to the debate in this country, I'm like, you know what? They're good. You know?
I have nothing to say to that, but yes.
Yeah.
Because, I agree.
Because you know
wholeheartedly.
What? Yeah.
Can I just say one thing? We have a spring dance coming up at Solo Flight, and everyone is welcome, all ages.
What kind of music are you going to play? Because if you play some of that music that makes people, they could fall into lust.
Well, what we did was we edited out all the lyrics to all the top 40 stuff, so it's just beats. So we're playing a lot of Black Eyed Peas. And of course, if you know the words, go ahead and sing. But we're not going to put them on the speakers.
I don't know Black Guy Key. Black Guy.
Black Guy. My humps, my lovely lady lumps.
Oh, yeah.
But here we go. And then we'll keep the yay and yeah. We'll keep those, but no words. So you come out and it's a potluck. So A through F, bring a soda.
That's so neat.
And A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, A, B, C, D. And then G through Z, bring a hot dish. Hallie, you and your husband are invited. Absolutely. You two should come out.
I could bring Lance.
Absolutely, bring Lance.
But I don't want people to see us together holding hands and feel bad about themselves.
Well, it'd be great if we had you two. We had people that were together to be like, hey, this is what could happen.
This is what you're shooting for.
Yeah, this is what you're shooting for. Yep. And you know what? A lot of these people aren't happy, but they're here.
Right.
They're making it work.
Right. Do you ever find that people are embarrassed to come to a singles group just because then they're like, you know what? I am totally alone and I don't want to be. And do you find, what's the attractive to unattractive ratio?
Oh, well, to answer your first question, it is absolutely true. I lived it for 34 years that you're ashamed of it. You don't want to come out and be with other single people because you're like, oh, I'm going to hang out with another sad sack. Or sad sacks, I'll just stay at home alone, order a pizza, play my Fortnite, and call it a night. And to answer your second question, you know, everyone's beautiful in the eyes of God. So,
but is there like a 60, 30, 40, 10 split?
I mean, if I can be honest with you, it's about 70, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that. I've peeked into some of your events. All right. Just like there are three members of the Holy Trinity, they are water, ice, and vapor, one substance, three different entities. I've got to introduce our third co-host, Gray Haas. He leads the teen ministry called Climax. And just like Jesus turned over the money changers' tables in the temple, we're going to turn over what's happening in the youth group right now. Welcome, Gray.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
This guy's the coolest.
Thanks, guys. I'm really glad to be here.
You got to be cool to work with teenagers. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I don't know about that, but as we say in Australia, Tulu Relay. Yeah, this is basically means I'm psyched. I'm psyched. I'm really psyched. Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Very cool.
I'm so excited because I have a personal stake in you being awesome because my son, Day, is in Climax.
Yeah, that's right. Day, he's a sophomore in high school. He's really, he's an amazing kid. Oh. He's an amazing kid. He's got great talents, and he's going to be sharing some of those talents with us this week when he does some of his guitar and his some of his singing. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, you keep an eye on him.
Well, after this weekend, I think he's one of what I would say is one of my kids on the straight path because we had a lock-in this weekend, and let me tell you, some things happened. Day was not part of it, but he's a good kid. He's a great kid is all I'm saying. Yeah.
Do we? I want to know what happened.
Yeah, well, I do.
I don't want to name too many names, but as you know, we have a lot of great events with Climax. We try to get kids doing positive stuff on the weekends where they can be, they're not being tempted by drugs, by alcohol, by secular music, by any of that stuff. So we had a lock-in, and basically for those who maybe aren't part of the church, lock-in is basically where you all come into the church when church is over, in around 6-7 o'clock, and you put locks on all the doors, and you say, nobody can go outside, kids, for the whole night long. We just got to stay in here and have fun.
And that's not a fire hazard?
You know what? That's what we realized this weekend. So one of the fun things that we had, instead of, you know, I said, hey, kids, you know, instead of drugs and alcohol, check this out. I brought a funnel cake machine.
Wow.
And we all had funnel cakes, and it was really great until we had some of the, one of the projects was a paper mache. Anyone could make a paper mache something out of the bodies. So you could make a paper mache hand or paper mache head, mask, anything like that. Some of the kids.
Oh, no. Teenagers. This is going to be bad.
Here we go.
Somebody, you know, some of the kids, they got the bright idea. The bright idea that they were going to make a naughty paper mache. All right? I'm not going to say what it is. But they were going to make a naughty paper mache. And, of course, one of the kids, they came running through because, like, pack of wild animals. You know, they get all hyped up on that sugar from the funnel cakes.
Yeah.
And he tosses it right into the hot oil. Are the funnel cakes.
And then did somebody eat it?
That wasn't as bad as I thought.
Well, it caught on fire.
Oh, whoa.
And then we basically had to put a pause and unlock all the doors because, you know, we thought, you know, basically after the fire department left, it could have been bad. It wasn't, though.
That's why the gym's closed, probably, right?
The gym is closed until next Tuesday after they get that smoke smell out. And so we're not going to be able to have the pickleball tournament in there this weekend, unfortunately.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's
super sad.
You know, I have a quick question. I don't mean to interrupt. How long is that rental on the funnel cake machine? Because we could really use that for the spring dance.
You know what? I actually I did a cost benefit analysis, and basically it costs the same. If you use it four times in a year, it costs the same as buying one. So I went ahead and bought it. And, you know,
put it on the church card. That's what I always say. Meredith and I have a really good laugh. Put it on the church card.
Put it on the church card. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
That's great.
So,
that's,
yeah, things at Climax are going great right now. In any case, just really happy to report that.
And don't forget, both of you, that you have to use your tax-exempt card every time you buy something. It's tax-exempt because it's for the church.
Yeah, that's right. Laminated.
That's
right. I have
right.
a laminating machine. I can laminate it for you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, maybe right. I trade you a few laminates for a few funnel cakes.
Hey, we're shaking right now. It's a deal.
You might have to be careful, though, with those funnel cakes because the singles could eat their feelings, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. You got to be careful about
that. I'll think about that.
Yeah.
We're just having fun.
Okay, just like Judas had a sack of silver coins, we've got a sack of your spiritual questions and queries. It's time for Mailbag. Musical stinger, Mailbag. So I was thinking I could dip into the mailbag.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
We get questions. And this was a question. It wasn't meant for me. It was meant for Senior Pastor Steve Judson.
Oh my gosh.
But
he's the coolest.
I mean, if you could ever book him on this podcast, it'd be amazing. He's an amazing, amazing guy.
You know what? I'm going to try.
My second interview, I don't know if you had this experience. Actually, I don't know if both of you had this experience. My second interview was at Chick-fil-A. Did he do that with you guys?
Wow, of course.
I love it.
He's the coolest.
Oh. You got to.
Oh, I get
he's
it.
Like, let's get out of here. And we just got in his car.
And I bet he picked up the 10.
Audi A3. And we just
If there's two things Christians can do well... Fast food and
interviews.
And you know what? I like that they're not open on Sunday. And sometimes I've gone to get a Chick-fil-A. I get extra pickles on my thing. I like that they're not open on Sunday. I think that's neat.
Yeah, that's great.
I love it.
Now, I'll tell you, sorry, before we dip into the mailbag, my interview with Steve, actually. I was in Young Life. I was 16 years old. And he pulled me out of a group of Young Lifers. We were whitewater rafting. And he said, I think you'd be great in the ministry. And I mean, at that time, I didn't know God. I went to Young Life because I had, you know, I was doing Young Life for the whitewater rafting. I was doing it for rappelling.
Probably to meet girls too.
100%. 100%.
I know a lot of my friends did that. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I had so, so many girlfriends in the Young Life program. And some of the best years of my life, actually. Yeah, he pulled me out. He said, I think you'd be perfectly suited for ministry to talk to young people. And I thought he was crazy, but you know what? He ended up being 100% right.
That's amazing. So it was a whitewater rafting camp? Or
Yeah, it was a whitewater rafting trip. We were going down the Colorado River.
Yeah.
And somewhere between somewhere deep in a canyon in Arizona. That's where he.
Well, he saw something. Yeah, and you're actually, you're doing it.
And he was right. He's got the eye.
Yeah.
Before I forget, I wanted to ask you, you know what Dave was telling me about a thing that some of the guys are doing at Climax that I think you should know about.
What's that?
It's where they make a cookie. Have you heard about this?
This is going to be news to me. I try to say nothing goes unnoticed by me in Climax, but let me tell you, those kids are crafty.
Okay, you need to know about this. Oh, I messed it up. It's not a cookie. It's an Oreo. Have you heard about the Oreo? The guys are doing the Oreo to the girls. And you know what it is? It's where two guys come up.
Wait, is this the thing they do in the bathroom in the stalls?
Well, now I'm going to have to hear about that one. But what the Oreo is two guys decide, here's the girl. Let's call her Jenny. We're going to go up. You're going to hug her from the front. I'm going to hug her from the back. And she's the filling in the Oreo. And you know what I think they're doing? Is I think they're just feeling what she has upstairs. You know, when they're hugging her, they're feeling what she's got there.
Yeah, they like back to in front.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They like they like to feel what's upstairs and downstairs and down in the basement and around the back and all that.
And Day said, you know what?
Sick.
Day said, Day was telling me that he and Justin did an Oreo on Tiffany Stinkovich, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna talk to Gray about this.
Yeah, well, just speaking of Tiffany, she had a beautiful solo on Sunday, and I hate that that happened.
It was powerful. She's got pipes. She is like a trumpet. She's a human trumpet.
She is a human trumpet. She loves blast it. She loves to blast.
This is a good question. I pulled this because I said, you know what? This person is really asking a thoughtful, sincere, and difficult question. And when I look at this question, I think Gray and Russ would both be good at this. Here's the question. Hey, Steve, I appreciate your honesty, transparency, and integrity on stage. Thank you for your leadership. I'd love to hear your opinion / answer to the prescient. What does prescient mean? Maybe it means pressing.
Yeah.
We'll just act like it means pressing.
I'll go with that.
I would love to hear your opinion / answer to the pressing question evangelicals are getting about supporting Trump. He sometimes appears to not represent Christian values, but the Republican Party is the party of the Christian church. I'd love to know the language you use to reconcile this complex issue. Sincerely, Brent Laurent. Well, Brent.
He goes to the church, Brent?
I think he is a member.
Hmm.
So I understand. It is difficult because I vote Republican all the way down, you know, because of abortion. And it's a really difficult. It's difficult when the president does things that don't necessarily reflect human values. That's not true. Christian values. So how do we reconcile that?
Well, you know, one thing that I always used to say, and I don't get political because I can't vote in this country, actually.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
So you have like a totally different
view. I've got an outsider's perspective, the outback perspective. And here's what it is. I always say to my kids, these are tools, not rules. Okay? These are tools, not rules. And that can be applied to laws. It can be applied to governments. It can be applied to people. It can be applied to politicians. It can be applied to barristers. It can be applied to anybody working in a large bureaucracy. Okay?
Sure.
Comptrollers. Uh-huh. These are tools. They're not rules. So if they break a rule, that's fine. As long as the tool is doing what you need it to do, I say it's fine. Right? Huh. So I might not like what he says, but he is a tool that is getting the thing done that we believe in. Tools, not rules.
Wow. And actually, you could use that anywhere. You know? You can use that.
Yeah, that applies.
Not only, yeah, it applies everywhere. That's great. I'm going to take that. Can I take that?
Absolutely.
Use it.
That's so great.
Use it. You know, if a tool is effective, use it. Huh. You know, I think because, you know what? I've heard people talk about Trump and the Bible has many stories where God uses a imperfect person.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I use. So I'm probably going to piggyback off this, but go ahead.
Well, if you think about the story of Lot, remember Lot, who was Abraham's nephew? Lot was down there living in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God was using Lot in that land. But we see Lot do things that were not things we would take kindly to today. Like when the two angels came to the city gate, and they said, we're going to sleep in the center square. And Lot said, you know what? You're going to come into my house and be my guest. And my wife is going to make bread. And I'm going to take care of you. And then do you remember what happened in this story?
Oh, yeah.
This is OT.
Go for it.
Well, all of the men of the whole town.
Wonderful story.
Young and old, they surrounded Lot's house because Lot had these two beautiful angels in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they surrounded the house. And do you remember what happened next?
Oh,
they
yeah.
said, Lot, you have to give us those two men who are your guests so we can have sex with them.
Give us those angels.
Yeah, they wanted to have sex with them. Uh-huh. It was like a big rape mob. And you know what Lot said? He said, these are my guests. You cannot have all of this sex, this many people with my guests. I have two daughters who are virgins, and I'm going to give you those daughters. Now, as a woman who has a daughter, I don't approve of that choice. But the Bible still used Lot, even though he said, young and men, all the men of the town can have their way with my daughters.
It's a really beautiful story.
That story still resonates.
Yeah. It still makes me, I mean, that's actually, that's one of the ones that I always go to with my kids. Yeah. In climax.
I still can't get over how applicable that story is today. And you plug that into any situation, gets people thinking. To answer the question, just this. He was put in power for a reason.
That's true.
Whether you want to talk about voting, you want to talk about machines, you want to talk about, oh, Russia, whatever you want to talk about, he's there for a reason.
Yeah.
All throughout Old Testament. I'm going to say New Testament as well. Horrible people were in charge. You know what it was, though? It was the people that were under his power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about Nebuchadnezzar.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was
about Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
And that story. You plug that into any conversation today, and people are going to go, you know what? That is happening in 2018.
You think Trump is bad. Think about Nebuchadnezzar.
When there were no rules. The laws were not even applied back then, what we have now. So what I say to my solo flight people is that we have an obligation to trust and obey. There is no other way.
That's right.
There's no other way.
That's right.
Amen.
And if you don't like it, you don't have to be a part of it.
You don't have to stay here.
You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to stay here. And I say that. Actually, last night, I said that to someone. They came back from England. They said, I had a great time. And then we got into it about Trump. And you know, why don't you just go back to England? Why don't you live there if you don't like it?
That's right.
Am I answering the question?
I think that's great.
Okay.
I think that's a good question. So that's for you, Brent Laurent. We hope we did a good job answering your question. For our final segment, we will share words of encouragement with our listeners in a segment called Too Dope Not to Hope. Musical stinger, Too Dope Not to Hope. So in Too Dope Not to Hope, we look to the future of what's coming up at the church. We know you have a dance.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the thing that I'm most looking forward to is we've got CJ Martin's Chevet coming from.
What?
He's a really amazing musician. You've probably heard a lot of his hits before. So he's going to come and do the Climax Ministry. I think it's in two weeks from now.
You got to go. I saw him at Winterfest. 2 years
he's
ago.
He's unbelievable
is
performer.
Is it rap or rock?
He combines the two. That is the
it's
cool
like skillet.
Thing.
Skillet. It's like Skillet.
Yeah, yeah, very
rap
much like
Skillet.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fusion style. It's just him, his guitar, and he does some drumming. He does some looping of the effects, and it's really cool. I love some of his stuff.
Well, as we conclude, I would like to just put out a few words of positivity and encourage people out there in their walk with Christ, or even if they're seeking. So the encouragement I would like to give people is the power of prayer, and that prayer is effective. And, you know, Gray, you might feel this. My son, Day, recently said to me, he said, well, why don't we pray for amputees if prayer works? And I said, well, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And I said, we do know that God did heal Aunt Bev from cancer. And he said, well, then why didn't he heal Uncle Don, who lost from his knee down? And I said, I do pray for Don. And Day said, I just think that if we don't even pray for amputees, like, where's the faith? And I said, you know what, Day? I pointed to that lizard he has in his room. And I said, that lizard regenerated a tail. Who do you think did that? That was God.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Do either of you have any words of encouragement you want to leave people with?
I think right now I'm just going to really put out some words of encouragement for my teens. And I just want to give them that, you know what? I'll do a Chevet lyric. Mercy, mercy, mercy now. mercy, mercy. I don't know how. I said, mercy, mercy, mercy now. Show me Christ, show me how. Huh!
Dang.
I think I'm going to like that group.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Okay, great. It's one guy. It's one guy, but he sounds like a group. That's the crazy thing. He sounds like a group.
I don't want to take up too much more time. Let me tell you this. I tell this to all my singles every fall when they come in. I tell them, look for the rainbows. The storms that we have. John's in the boat. It's rocking. Jesus says, come out. I'm too scared. Come out and walk. When did he start sinking? Soon as he dropped his head. Those storms are going to happen. Noah's Ark. Storm happens. Look for the rainbow.
Aren't we supposed to always be reminded by a rainbow of God's love? That's what the
Absolutely.
Bible
says. That's great.
Absolutely. That is great. This is going to be a lot harder than doing a podcast.
Yeah,
but this
so
is great.
Great.
It's just
great.
Talking.
Yeah. I can't wait to tell my kids to tune into this because, I mean, they know. I don't even know really how to get a podcast, but they do. They're into all this. They're on their phones all the time. So
they've got it all. They're snapping and all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, everyone that's listening, whether you're single or you are with someone, or and maybe you're a teenager, that storms are going to happen. And those rainbows will happen. It's just what we do and who we look to during those storms. And you know, a rainbow, it comes and goes. It's not something that you can hold on to, like hope. So think on that. I'm sure you're having a good day. Maybe you're having a bad day, but just know, storm or sun, the Lord will always be there.
I can't think of a better word to end on. Well, thanks for being with us today. We will see you this weekend at Twin Hills, either here in Broad Ripple, Indiana, or you can stream our services online. This has been Hallie, Russ, and Gray, and just like what they discovered on Easter morning when they rolled that stone away, we're out.
I'm Holly Laurent. I play Hallie Labonte. Russ Campbell is played by Ross Kimball, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. You can find out more about us or about the podcast on your favorite form of social media at Mega the Podcast. You can send a letter to our mailbag by emailing us at megathepodcast@gmail.com. And hey, you know what? If you liked the episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Oh man, when you hear a beat like that and you're listening to a Campfire Media podcast, you know you are listening to Welcome to Dopetown featuring Dopetown 3000, a nonstop hip-hop improv trio coming from out of Los Angeles. And what we do on our podcast is we bring on a guest, they tell a dope-ass story, and we turn it into an amazing radio play nonstop hip-hop from beginning
Welcome
to end.
To Dopetown.
You can hear it on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts
Welcome
are sold.
Dopetown.
See you every week.
Campfire.